helping you be safe, smart, and secure with your finances. Welcome back to Home and Family Finance with your host, Paul Berry.
And so we continue with, we have the first few segments of the show and asking the question, so when did you become an educated and successful parent? And who taught you? And the answer probably for most of us is no one taught us. We just kind of assumed that we would do what our parents did for us and kind of raise them the same way. Or maybe you did some formalities. Maybe you did go through a particular training to be a better parent. If you did, good for you. But most of us, that's not the case. We just assume that by having children, we automatically become parents and not necessarily the best of parents. This segment, I want to talk to someone different. Not Connie was great, but this time, Tom and Bonnie Leota join me. Their parent edition is called A Simple Way to Guide Children and Teenagers to Happiness, Success, and Gratitude. Gratitude? Tom, Bonnie, are you kidding me? Is a way to make my kid feel grateful? I've never learned how to do that, so thank you for joining us, and let's talk about your How to Parent manual and how do you make kids happy and successful and grateful for what you've done to them.
Oh, my gosh. That's such a great question, Paul. Thank you for asking, because I was a parent that had decided that I was going to give my kids a better life than I had. And so I had given them everything, bought them everything, and I was taught to give them allowance based on how old they were. And you're right. There was no gratitude. There was a lot of power struggles getting them to clean their room or do any of that. It was a fight, and that's what we see all over the world. But when I met Tom, and he taught me that kids actually love to work for things, they love to earn things, and I started switching things around. So I stopped giving them everything, and I taught them to earn things, and that's how they created gratitude.
That's fascinating that you say that. Now, when you made the change from giving them everything to making them earn everything, was there resentment on the part of your children?
Oh, heck yeah. It would be like if welfare was paying somebody $500 a week and all of a sudden they said, well, we're not going to pay you anymore. There's going to be a power struggle or some resentment because the kids don't know any other way to make things show up for themselves if the parents aren't giving it to them. So fear sets in at first. But when they realize that they can make more happen for themselves without me, then confidence, happiness, gratitude, every other positive word we can think of actually begins to set in.
That's fascinating that you say you found that. Now, how many children do you have?
I have four children, and when I met Tom, they were age 6 to 13, three of them diagnosed with ADHD, youngest ADHD and oppositional defiant disorder, and I'm happy to say that when we made the shift, the schools this year asked me to remove them from any special needs label is how much of a difference this subject actually made.
Wow. So those were the three or four were your biological kids and Tom's stepchildren, is that right?
Oh, that's correct. When Tom showed up, they said, oh my gosh, here's a guy that's not going to give us stuff. He's going to make us work for things. Oh, who are you?
Tom, are they still talking to you, these kids? Do they talk to you, Tom? Are you friends with them, or do they think that you're the enemy?
Oh, I would say yes to all of them. It depends on what stage of the game you're talking about. If you go back to when Bonnie was talking about the quote-unquote welfare system. Now, this is not a judgment. It's just an observation. But when a parent starts off giving their kids everything while they're a baby, and then all of a sudden as they get older, they keep giving more, well, that's how the child sees the world. You are my supplier, so therefore, anything I want, I can just, please, Timmy, I'll promise to do this. And when they get it, you know, they give you a quick peck on the cheek, and then all of a sudden they're off, and they're asking for more tomorrow. So when you start to step in and go, look, Bonnie, this is like watching the real estate boom. It's going to have to retrace. There's going to be a point in time when these children are going to turn 15, 16, 18, 20, and you're going to what? Pay their mortgage, car, their date, their other money, things like that. It's got to make a shift, and that's their job. We have to know our role as a parent to make a transition from giving them fish,
right,
to teaching them how to become a fisherman, and they can go ahead and be sustainable on their own.
And did you both find that when you were in this transition with the children, it must have been difficult to do and sometimes kind of painful for you because the kids might not always understand where you were headed. But did you see a change in attitude with your children? And if so, how?
Oh, absolutely. At first, you're going to follow a very simple pattern that everybody in life, especially all the great leaders, right? Nobody normal ever made history. So when you look at anybody who said, hey, you know, the earth is actually round, or better yet, we're not the center of the universe. If you could just look through the telescope, as Galileo would say, he would follow the three patterns that all parents would go through. First, you get ridiculed. Oh, come on, Mom, this is stupid. What do you mean, do something? And then finally, opposition. Okay, you know what? I'm going to hold my breath until you just give in, or I'm going to run away, or, you know, whatever they're going to say.
Right.
And then pretty soon, it's just by accepted by self-evidence, they're going to go, oh, my gosh, if it is to be, it really is up to me. You mean I can make way more and create anything I want? And then look through the telescope. You're right. I think we do go around the sun instead of the sun going around us. Well, and that's the same pattern that every parent will actually experience.
Let me ask. Let me ask Bunny this, because she had to obviously watch her children react to a more disciplined and a different approach. And Bunny, was that difficult? And could you see the difference happening in the kids?
Yeah. Well, one thing that I noticed is my kids had free reign of the entire house. There was times I couldn't even watch TV because my four kids were in there watching things. They'd be on my computer, this and that. And they would say, Tom had a special game on his cell phone that I didn't have. They would say, Tom, can I play on your cell phone? And he'd say, I'd love for you to play on my cell phone. What's one thing you could do that would put a big smile on your mom's face? And they would go to work, they'd clean the truck, they'd clean their room. They would just do stuff that I couldn't get them to do if I yelled at them, begged them, you know, was nice to them or whatever. And I saw them instantaneously become happier. Like, they liked to produce something on their own. But then when I began to implement it in all the areas, like turn off their cell phones and remove,
right.
Then I would get the, if you love me, you pay for my cell phone. And right. None of my other friends do this. I'm just going to go live with them.
I'm talking to Thomas and Bunny Leota. Their book, A Simple Way to Guide Children and Teens to Happiness, Success, and Gratitude. They've certainly caught my interest. What about you? We'll come back and learn more about their techniques. This is Home and Family Finance.
We want you to be a part of the show. Email us with your financial questions. Ask about the Defense Credit Union Council. Or maybe just let us know what's on your mind. We'll give you the address in a few minutes. But now, more of Home and Family Finance with Paul Berry.
We're talking with Thomas and Bonnie Leota. They have children, three or four children. And they have written a book, A Simple Way to Guide Children and Teenagers to Happiness, Success, and Gratitude. And like so many families today, this is a joined family, a divorced mom who marries a man who has a more disciplined approach, not an unloving approach, but a more disciplined approach that apparently worked for you guys. Bunny, I can hear folks right now saying out there listening, and they're saying, yeah, but this won't work. My kids just won't adhere to that. They're unruly. They're just anything but good people. And I don't know what to do about it. What's your response?
Well, we're brought up in a time where we're taught, you've used the word discipline several times. And so we're taught that children are actually born defiant and they need discipline in order to make good adults. But what Tom brought to the table was a different word. And so we'd like to call it guiding behavior. And so it's a switch in mindset to say, oh, my child needs discipline, or, hey, my child needs life skills. You know, my child was born perfect. They're actually perfectly behaved, but what they require is somebody to teach them what to do and not do it for them.
It's fascinating because as I read through your book, and I did, and let me just tell my audience some of the topics, some of the chapters. Know your role as a parent. Do you know your role, folks? Parents' brain versus kids' brain. Who's smarter, you or your kid? creating the right environment. And I think that's part of what Tom was willing to do here. He came into a situation that he saw there needed, the environment needed to be changed. We're not talking about being mean or fighting kids or being physical. We're talking about using the brain power of adults to control the thoughts and actions of a juvenile, of a child. And that's exactly what you guys did, isn't it?
Yeah, we took the control off of the child. So a lot of parents, they think, you know, can't you control your child? That's just really common statement. And so we take the control off the child and we put the control on the environment. And so one thing to understand is that we're all spiritual beings, and part of being a human being is a desire to grow and advance and become more. And so what I'm finding is that a lot of the mental illness, and understand parents, 61% of our children, this is global statistics, global facts, 61% of our children are being diagnosed with some sort of mental health or behavior disorder because they're being stagnated in their growth when the parents don't believe that the child can understand or that the child can learn or that the child should be earning things, because we hear that all the time. Oh, you're just children. You shouldn't have to earn anything. But at what point in time are they going to learn how the real world works?
Well, I hear you. And I'm reflecting as I'm listening to you some of the mistakes that I made in terms of our parenting approach. I think part of that was I wanted it to be so much better for my children than it was for me that I forgot about the other disciplines of learning and earning and realizing that you have an obligation to yourself and to your family by doing certain things that would require your time and your effort, and you could be paid for it or not, but it would be part of your responsibility. And that's what I hear you guys saying here, is that you are saying to your children, you have to be responsible. You have to be responsible to your family, and you have to be responsible to yourself.
Right. There are certain things called self-control, responsibility, focus, self-discipline, and those are all characteristics that are taught, or in another way, learned. So we were put on the planet as babies. We have no way to communicate except for crying. And we did a radio show yesterday with a lady that said we're all born manipulative. But at some point in time, that manipulation needs to transfer from need to want. And what she meant by that was that if you're a baby and you have no way to walk, feed yourself, or anything else, then you have to be manipulative. But by the time they're 1.5, 2 years old, those little toddlers can make choices. Which pair of socks would you like to wear? Here's 3. Pick one. And the toddler can make a choice. I want these ones.
Yeah.
I would love for you to have a cookie. Where do your toys need to be? 2-year-olds can do that. They love to be a part of something. They would love to know that their life actually has value.
Bonnie, what you see makes so much sense. Where do we learn this? I mean, obviously, you have learned it from the experience of raising your children. You've learned it from Tom coming in and implementing some disciplines that were not ugly, but just necessary. Where do I learn this? How do I learn how to do this?
Oh my gosh. Tom made a decision in 1994 when he became an owner of a martial arts school that he was never going to use the word no or punishment to teach his children because it was always seemed very negative. And so over a 15-year period, he developed how he could empower his students, and nobody in the world knew, even himself, what he had created until he met me and started implementing it with my kids. I had 400 sticky notes all over my office with a very unique and special language that he created, and we put it into a book and an online program so parents can actually learn how to empower their children, how to guide their children to more happiness, success, and gratitude.
The book is called A Simple Way to Guide Children and Teenagers to Happiness, Success, and Gratitude. Tom and Bonnie Leota. Folks, it worked for them. It probably could work for you if you were to implement it. And when we come back, they'll tell you where you can find the book and talk more about their technique in terms of having a happy home. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm Paul Berry. You're listening to Home and Family Finance. I'm your host, Paul Berry, and my guest, Tom and Bonnie Leota, their book is A Simple Way to Guide Children and Teenagers to Happiness, Success, and Gratitude. And if you're thinking this is too good to be true, well, you know what? Before you make that judgment, why don't you find out exactly what they're proposing, and their book is available to you. I know that, Bonnie, you indicated you have four children, ages 9 to 16. What's their environment like at home now? Is it different from before? I mean, is it peaceful or is it a war zone?
It's so freeing as a mom to take on my role as a parent, to know that my job is simply to teach them life skills, to prepare them for life. Our home is harmonious. It's peaceful. And I actually have children that say, oh, I have homework to do. I'm going to go get that done. Or, oh, there's a dish out of place. I'm going to make sure that gets cleaned up. It's just, it's so phenomenal that it's hard to describe in words, because I know that every mom and dad out there, they're skeptical. And I understand the skepticism, because I learned the exact same things about parenting as you have when it comes to discipline and timeouts and all of these things. But I'm telling you, this is life-changing. And I'd like Tom to actually share with the parents listening, you know, what the actual definition of ADD really is.
All right, Tom, go ahead.
Absolutely. Let's look at the first time a child comes up to you and says, Mom or Dad, hey, I want to do this, or can I have that, or do something? And the number one thing that almost every two-year-old hears is the word no. Put that down. Go over here. They hear a no. So what we're doing is we're basically telling the child what's exciting to them, no. So that creates a deficit of attention. Why are they doing anything? They want to please you and show you and get praise. So if it's a deficit of attention by what they think is important, saying no, but we're not telling them what they can do, eventually the deficit of attention will lead to a disorder, or better known as ADD, attention deficit disorder. So when you can actually go, just humor me for a minute here, parents that are out there, and just say, what if? What if this ADD is something I created? And they can actually do the opposite. So instead of always telling my child no because they don't know what they're doing, I want them to be safe, what if I would always say yes? Not yes to the task, but yes to, wow, what is it about a bike that you'd like? Talk to it. Tell me a little more. And then let me actually do my job as a parent to teach you the life skill on how to earn it. See, now you're going to reverse the attention deficit disorder by always saying yes and teaching them what they can do, and that's the cornerstone to cure, fix, or reverse ADD as we know it.
Interesting. And of course, I think, Bonnie, you said that two of your four kids were diagnosed as ADD, and then no longer after you guys started this process. Did I hear you correctly?
Oh, Paul, I had three with ADHD. My youngest was ADHD and oppositional defiant disorder. I also had bullies, victims, depression going on. And this way of parenting, because we gave them the opportunity to set their own goals, and then we taught them life skills on how they could actually make it happen. And my 16-year-old son now walks around and says, you know what, Mom? I realize I actually am smart. You know what? I realize I actually can make things happen in my life. And I realize that where I am and the situation I've created for myself, if it is to be, it's up to me. And I'm almost going to cry as I'm talking to you, because it's so empowering as a mom to just watch your kids begin to flourish and watch them become happier beings and productive beings in society. I can't explain the peace and the happiness that I feel just watching my kids make things happen for themselves.
That's wonderful. And it's pleasing, and I'm glad to share your book. Tell my audience where they can find your book or where they can make contact with you in case they would like to know more. Go ahead.
Yes, please visit creatingchampionsforlife.com. It's all spelled out, lowercase, and the F-O-R for four. creatingchampionsforlife.com. www.thefactorsbook.com.
Okay, and the book is available where?
Right on our website.
Your website?
In fact, there's a four-part free video series. If they're not convinced, just go to the site and get your free videos and just explore. Just open your hearts and your minds to solutions, that there is a possibility, that we don't need to medicate our kids, that there just is a way to make what you dream of as a parent actually happen.
Thank you both for being with us, Tom and Bonnie Leota. Thank you so much. Come back and see us again soon, would you?
Thank you.
Thank you. If there's a topic or subject that you'd want to discuss, please write to me here. Paul Berry at Radio America, 1100 North Glebe Road, Suite 900, Arlington, Virginia, 22201. Or contact me on my website at www.paulberry.com. Al Peterson, thanks for making this all work. And we hope you'll come back next week. We'll be looking for you right here. In the meantime, save. Save lots of money.